Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week. Enjoy.
You know, the daddy-daughter dynamic got me in a... I like to think it's a good way. My daughter Maddie tricked me into doing her laundry.
Oh, really?
Tricked you? How's that?
Yeah, and, okay, so she texted me that, hey, could you make me some breakfast burritos or chicken quesadillas so that
she
I can
knows.
Have them in my fridge, you know, to munch on here at the dorm?
Yeah.
And you were like, heck, yes, I can.
And, yeah.
She knows that you want to do that sort of thing for her.
Yeah. And so I went and bought all my, you know, tortillas and chorizo and potatoes, bought everything.
Yum.
Made 20 of them.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I brought them to her. And, you know, see, I like to do a little something special. I bought some salsa and sour cream, too, and put that in the bag.
Nice.
And in fact, when she got up back up to her room, she texted me, oh, this was like Christmas.
Aww.
But so I meet her outside the dorm, got my bag of food for her. She comes walking out with a bag. And I was like, whoa, what is that? Is that for me? She goes, yeah, it's got dirty laundry in it. And I was like, you want me to do your laundry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you to call it right there.
Yeah.
And okay.
What did she say?
She said, yeah, I do. I didn't put my, she has a special detergent. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to use. And, you know, I know there are the parents that I was like, well, it's a grown kid. She's in college. Let her do her own laundry, blah, blah, blah. But me, you know, it's.
You want to do it for her?
I want to do it for her.
Sure.
You know, number one, it's another chance for me to get to see her later.
I know.
Bringing him back.
Yeah.
You know, and then as a divorced dad,
yes.
your time was always limited with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nowadays, it's like when you get a chance.
To be a parent.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I know it's like I got to wash her laundry for her. It was two loads.
It's nothing.
It takes me nothing. And then I get to see her again and bring it back to her.
Yeah. I love this story, the single dad story, telling it like it is. We all feel that way. I love doing things for my children still. Now, I don't overdo things for them because I feel like it's my job, mine and Murphy's, so to teach them to do things for themselves.
Yeah.
That's the job.
Yeah.
But there's something, that's the battle of a parent, right? Because there's something inside of you that always wants to do things for them. It helps you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
I mean, parent.
Yeah. I could have said, you know how to do your laundry. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
So how much did you charge her for this?
Didn't you hear? Breakfast burritos.
Yeah. Wasn't it great? Hey, can you bring me some breakfast burritos? And I tell you what, I'll pay you with dirty laundry.
Yeah.
She knows you very, very well.
And by the way, those clothes are not only washed, but they are folded and put back in the
sink. Oh. Check you out.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do I have done that for my sons?
Maybe not. We learned last week from this report about these reusable water bottles and tumblers that all of us walk around and carry. Who knew this was going to be an industry 20 years ago, right? I didn't.
Yeah,
we used to have
like,
styrofoam cups.
But like cups are new, right?
Yeah. They're not new, but there's a design. It's like a designer cup industry,
yeah.
right? Because you're paying more for a cup than you ever thought you would.
But
well, and then you had the entire Stanley thing over the holidays, which took
course.
It to a different level. Yeah,
yeah, the technology. I know they cost a lot, but. They have you ever? I mean,
yes.
They keep stuff ice cold.
It's yeah. It's a. In fact, you'll be surprised. I think I left one. It may have been a Yeti. I don't know which one it was, Murphy's. We have several sitting around the house, but I left one with ice in it once, accidentally put it, made it, and we left for an overnight. And I came back and it was still cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to pour it out and the ice was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not your Snoopy thermos.
Yeah.
You know?
The Yeti that I have, you know, that our friend June gave me years ago
right.
is awesome and I love it. It's durable.
It does. Discovered Arctic. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
This one that I'm drinking out of today is Bubba.
Hide your flask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see? We could just play this game all day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what we've recently learned is that all of these, though, need a good wash. These cups we take with us everywhere. I drink my coffee out of it in the morning, then I wash it here at work, and I drink water the rest of the day. However, if you take it to the gym, and it's in your car, and you go to the meetings, and it's with you all the time, it's got bacteria on it.
Yeah.
They're saying it's these cups that we are also, you know, attached to are contaminated.
Makes sense.
Any cup.
Yeah.
I mean, you serve drinks with dinner, you're going to put those in the dishwasher.
Right. You're correct.
So why are we treating this like,
because
it's a special one that I only need to wash once a month?
Well, it feels different. It's insulated. It just feels more meaty.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe I don't use mine that way, but you know how I am.
Well,
I mean, I'm not going to. It's going to have to be washed out.
You always you have several around, though. You have like one in your car, you have some at the house, and one in your...
Yeah. His are like flashlights. They're in their locations.
They're everywhere.
Right. But I do, I mean, I wash them. I won't use them continuously. I may go a second day and just rinse it out the first time, but I'm not going more than 2 days without washing.
Well, something to think about, because apparently the average person only washes them a few times a month, maybe once a week, but you should be washing them really every day. Otherwise, the word is it has as much bacteria on it as your bathroom.
Ah!
Sam, earlier, so touching when you talked about your daughter Maddie tricking you into doing her laundry, which she did.
Yeah.
She did trick you. She knows you. She asked you to bring her breakfast burritos.
She asked me to make her some breakfast burritos. I went through all that trouble and did it and brought them to her. Then she gave me dirty laundry to wash.
She asked you.
Do they have places to wash on site there
on
campus?
Oh, yeah. You know they do.
Of course they do.
And plus the fact that this is the spring semester. She went through the whole fall semester. I know she washed clothes.
Right.
She's a girl. She's washing clothes.
Yeah. I bring it back up because I'm wondering what a lot of people who were listening earlier and heard that were wondering. You said she has a special laundry detergent that she also gave you. What is her special? Why? Is it like a delicate skin thing? Or is it a scent?
I don't know if it's delicate. I remember she asked me to buy it back before school started, and I bought it for her.
Oh, okay.
Really expensive for just a little bit.
But it's concentrated then, so you had to... If it's just a little bit, it's probably concentrated. Did
really?
It smell more incredible?
It was very wonderful smelling.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yummy
tasting. Cool.
Okay, so it's concentrate. See, nobody told me this.
It probably
There's
was
a lot of stuff that you buy. Yeah, I mean, so one of those gifts they gave Jody, for example,
Valentine's
that lavender,
Day.
It's a concentrate. It's not meant to be used as poured
out. Yeah,
it
looks like a travel-sized bottle of lavender. Watch out.
Yeah, this stuff is like a little 16-ounce bottle. And I was like, how are you going to wash clothes with this? Well, what I got was about a half of that. And I'm thinking, I'm going to use...
You were supposed to dilute it more for sure. So did her laundry, could you smell it around the corner then?
Oh, it smells so good.
But
you used
the laundry
too much.
Have you heard from her yet about how... overdone the laundry.
No.
But see, you're in my lane right there, because this is where Jody and I kind of butt heads at home. If I'm cleaning something, I want to clean
overuses
it. But I'm using the amount I should be using. I'm not overusing. If it's clean, I want it to smell clean, right?
So, and that's always a fun conversation, since he doesn't do laundry, but he likes to dictate how laundry is done.
This is kind of a bummer. I didn't realize it was concentrated.
Probably is concentrated.
The label was ripped off, so in my defense.
Then ask her going forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what kind was it?
It's Tyler Glamorous Wash.
Yes, it's concentrated.
It's the Diva scent.
Diva's a good one.
Really?
My favorite one is called High Maintenance.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I know they make candles. I didn't know they did laundry.
Yes, they do.
I didn't know they made either.
Mm. They do laundry, too.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
We have a Tom Petty-influenced country album coming out.
Influenced.
Really? Yeah.
The late Tom Petty.
Yeah. It's called Petty Country.
Okay.
I swear that's the title.
There's so many great titles. I'm sorry.
You could do
that
anything
you could do with
his
name.
Yeah, you could do Petty
Theft.
Alternative. Petty, you know, whatever.
Petty Arguments.
Yeah. May 31st, it's coming out. Country artist doing Tom Petty.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Who? Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Dolly Parton. Chris Stapleton. And we even have the Dierks Bentley one here.
Well, she was an American girl.
Yes. Everybody who sings that, cranked.
Yeah.
Even the girl from Silence of the Lambs. God rest her soul. Okay.
That's the only song
they released
so far.
Actually, no, she made it out of the cave.
And Mike Campbell and Bemont Tench from the Heartbreakers are on most of the album as well.
Okay.
Playing music.
That is so cool.
May 31st for that one, Petty Country.
I love it.
Season 25 of The Voice started last night.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know how they do at the beginning of every season? They get together and they do a song.
Yeah.
So here's the song. It's Put a Little Love in Your Heart. I'm going to give you the order here. Mm-hmm. Chance the Rapper, Reba, Dan and Shay, and John Legend.
Think of your fellow man.
This is Chance.
Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart.
Great
voice.
So good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Warm voice.
You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't.
Who's that, Sam?
Yeah,
that must
never
be
heard
Reba.
That.
That's
sweet Reba.
Shay from Dan and Shay. Dan and Shay.
So good.
Here's John Legend.
Yeah.
What I wonder is, you know, I don't run the show, but they do this every year. Why don't we have an album of these all put out?
I guess maybe
mm-hmm. it's too many artists to try to.
I don't know.
But somebody needs to ask that question up at NBC.
That's a really good one.
And Jody, the last story here. This may upset you a little bit, but the Queen is actually looking at a Freddie Mercury hologram.
Someone is going to be doing this.
And it's Oogie.
Yeah.
When someone is gone, you have to let them be gone.
Brian May the guitarist loves to push technology, so he's already looking into a Freddie Mercury hologram for future tours. I guess that's bad news for Adam Lambert.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's probably just a tribute, maybe one song that he's on,
Keep seeing this term, and so I've sort of dug into it, this sound bath. Like, have you ever heard of a sound bath?
No.
Neither one of you?
No.
All right, I'm going to give you a little taste of a sound bath with one of these listening bowls. This is how a sound bath would begin. It's for anxiety, for depression, for people who just need to calm down. It is not supposed to come, like, it's not supposed to be a substitute for medical care. But if you are dealing with stress and anxiety and you want to try something new, it's called a sound bath.
Well, they say frequencies like that. The body responds in different ways to different frequencies.
See, yeah, you would know that.
Because all energy is that.
Right. So you for this, you can do this by yourself and go along like a virtual online. But they say it's better to do it like in a room with a bunch of people and someone at the front of the room just doing the sounds.
The ball. Okay.
It's
actually,
not just
yes.
the sounds, but you actually feel these things in your body. So the first thing you just heard there was called a singing bowl, like these bowls, and they start moving the little thing around. There's also some other instruments involved, other kinds of bowls, and then gongs.
Oh, I've never heard.
This is a fountain also dripping, I guess that makes you want to go to the potty. I don't know.
Said it's a fountain.
That there, listening to that while I fall asleep, that would be perfect.
Well, yeah, they have them on long loops that you can fall asleep to if you have trouble falling asleep.
So now that you're saying that, I didn't know they were called bath bowls or whatever, sound baths. But
sound baths is what they're called.
But our friend Naisha actually has one of those.
Really? And she's a massage therapist.
Yeah,
Does she use it?
She tried it. Well, I mean, she just showed me how it worked. I saw it sitting there. It's like, how does that work? And she showed it. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's the same thing. The tone is really... It's cool.
It's not supposed to treat like medical, but then again, if it can help you manage stress, meditate, calm down, it is beneficial medically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there are other sounds that hear this one.
That's the bowl.
It's the smaller bowls with like little tappings.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can look them up and dig into them, but when you hear the name sound bath, that's what it is. Nothing to do with getting wet, but you do lay down, close your eyes for it, and let it wash over. There was a documentary that you told us about, Sam, during Music News a while back, and it's on Netflix, and it's called The Greatest Night in Pop.
Oh, yeah.
It's the We Are the World documentary.
The greatest artists of a generation came together to save some lives.
Bob Dylan.
Stevie Wonder.
Paul Simon.
Cyndi Lauper.
Bette Midler.
Billy Joel.
Steve Perry.
Willie Nelson.
I think we have Tina.
Sheila E.
Everybody was there.
Yeah.
So it's Lionel Richie telling the story about this night, and I didn't think I wanted to watch this. I'm not as reminiscent, maybe. I don't know. I just didn't want to watch it, but I knew Murphy would like it. I figured you would, so we did.
Part of it is reminiscent. The other part of it is that it was huge for its time. I mean, it really was the second type of relief record, you know, patterned after Bob Geldof Band-Aid, and We Are the World was just a huge, iconic moment in time.
Mm-hmm. If you were a child of the 80s, you knew this song, but you don't know the story until you watch this documentary.
It's crazy. It's taken
it
this long to tell it.
Crazy. So I really ended up loving it. I want you to know. I can't stop hands in the air singing it again. Here I am. But my favorite part is the way they put the song together was unbelievable with that many egos in the room. But the vocal tracks being isolated is so fantastic.
Mm-hmm. There comes a time,
Lionel,
when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
Yeah.
There are people dying.
Stevie.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life.
The greatest gift of all.
It's Kenny Rogers coming in.
Yeah.
Paul Simon.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out how to make that part work. Yeah. Yeah. The way that they layered and put it together, because the We Are the World, We Are the Children part was with the entire group.
Chorus.
They basically did that first for all practical purposes and then came back and layered the the solos, which is just it's an incredible thing to watch.
The documentary is crazy about the night that they did it, how long it took them, like all the little stories. We won't take it away from you, but these vocals still kill me.
We all a part of
Tina.
God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world.
Michael.
We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Anyway, A+ for a documentary you suggested, Sam. It's called The Greatest Night in Pop, and it is on Netflix.
I'm going to be doing something next month that I have literally never done in my entire life.
Oh, what Sam, can we start guessing?
As long as I have been on the earth, yeah, sure, why not?
Are you jumping out of an airplane?
No.
Oh,
that's later this year.
Are you teaching
year.
A class?
No, I'm not teaching a class. I have jury duty.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you've never had jury duty?
Never in my entire life.
How? How's that possible?
I don't know. When I hear people say, I got called again, it's I don't know what charm I had, but I was never called.
Here's the question.
Maybe you moved around too much.
Do you want to serve?
Oh, yes, definitely. In fact, depending on how far I get, if they need a foreman, I'm your man.
That's true. However, I will tell you this. I have been chosen and shown up multiple times, and I never get picked, and I'm kind of sad. It's kind of like I wanted to be a part of this process.
And every time that I've gone, I've always been part of the group that's been dismissed before a jury gets picked. I'm always that group. Yeah, so I've never, and I've been called 4 times, I think.
Wow.
So, I was going to say, you might get quote-unquote lucky. Some people don't like the serving part, but you're probably going to just wind up in a group that goes and you might be dismissed 24 hours later.
For a day, yeah.
You do get a little check for...
Yeah, they got a little thing on here. I have to write down my mileage and how many days I appeared and all that kind of stuff.
Do you know why, though, I was told I didn't get picked?
Because you're Jody from Murphy, Sam and Jody?
No, media.
Oh, yeah.
You work in the media, and it was going to be a high-profile, local case.
Yeah.
And they didn't
want. So at least you got to the questioning part.
I did. Yeah. I got to sit in the box thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
answer questions. And I... was very hopeful too. I wanted to serve and be a part of that process.
I never hear my name. All I hear is the rest of you can go.
Yeah. See, if that's what it turns out to be, it's like that's kind of a bummer. I mean, if you're going to get me there,
that's why it's called a jury pool.
Yeah.
Sure, you're still part of the process. So we'll be hopeful for you.
Yeah.
Now is this a federal grand jury or is this just a regular state?
This is local.
Okay.
Out where I live.
Okay.
Hey, wait, I know the sheriff, don't I?
Okay, that doesn't matter. See, you're gonna get dismissed before you even show up, Sam. Join the conversation anytime. We love to hear from you anytime that you can reach out. You can always leave us a voicemail, 877-310-4MSJ. Let's check them now, guys.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Good morning, guys. I was just listening to you talk about the We Are the World documentary, which I haven't watched yet, I'll be honest, and just hearing those vocals isolated and the song starting, I'm on my way to work, and thankfully I don't wear makeup because I've got tears rolling down my cheeks. That song affected me right at 40 years ago, and it obviously still affects me now, but I heard Lionel's voice come up, and I started crying. But it's a happy thing because that was a part of growing up, and I'm not complaining, I promise. But I may have to give it a little time before I can watch the documentary, but I love hearing y'all talk about it. Have a great day.
Thank you for the voicemail.
Yeah, that's so funny because if you heard us talking about it, I really didn't want to watch it. Sam thought it was great.
I thought it was awesome.
I knew Murphy would like it.
I'm like, come on, Jody, let's watch.
Murphy loves anything 80s retro, and I usually do too. But I just thought, do I really want to go down that road?
I love stories, though. I mean, it's such an incredible, it's an iconic collaboration. I don't know that anything else has ever happened with that many superstars of the time
in the room.
In one room together.
With a single goal.
Yep.
And if you cannot understand how much could have gone wrong... until you watch that documentary, because there's so many things that could have gone wrong. And there's so many ha-ha moments. You'll never think of, like, Waylon Jennings the same again. Al Jarreau. You'll never think of Kenny Rogers exactly the same again. After watching that doc, and I don't mean in a bad way.
No.
But also, it's fun, too, when you're watching it, to see them do take and take after take after take, and then when you see them do the one that you knew, you can pick up on, that was the one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool.
Well, and not to mention the millions upon millions of millions that it raised in famine relief.
Correct.
So, thank you for the call. Here's a little sample for
Here
you.
Here comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
By the way, it's called The Greatest Night in Pop on Netflix. You know, yesterday we were talking about your voice and what it says about you, your pitch, your volume, whether you mumble or you articulate.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realize something about myself because of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I over articulate sometimes. I find that in my life when I'm ordering a Diet Coke. I'm very, you know, I don't like to mumble.
Yeah.
And I've had friends that have pointed it out to me, and I'm like, ah, that's just because of what we do.
Have the friends ever told you that it's you have the radio voice? You have a regular voice and a regular radio voice?
No, I've never heard that, and I hope I don't have that.
I mean, my kids tell me that.
Do you sometimes talk to them like this?
Apparently I do.
Well, I bring it up because
it is the stereotype now, isn't it?
It does happen to a lot of people. My Uncle Terry, who is a retired police officer, you know, is always looking at license plates and your work shows up in your life. You don't know it. You don't intend. Phoebe, our youngest, Murph, is currently waiting tables. She's in school, but her job is she waits tables. And do you notice what she does when we go out to eat now? When we take the girls out to eat?
Oh, she's the one that stacks the plates at the end of the meal.
When the meal is over, she starts stacking, pre-clearing the table for the wait staff. And the server will come up and be like, oh, thank you. You must wait tables.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah.
You know, work. What you do shows up in your life. You can't help it.
Yeah.
And so I asked on our Facebook and Facebook page, where does it show up in your life? Because we want to know about it. Leanne says, I do medical billing. So when I'm at a doctor's office as a patient, it just clicks in and I ask questions. I ask questions that other people wouldn't ask. Danielle says, I mentally fix people's eyebrows and evaluate their skin. I'm an esthetician. You know that's probably, you can't help yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
Here's my favorite. Kayla, I'm a phlebotomist, and I notice veins everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my husband and I have both worked in the service industry, and we always try to pre-bus the table. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, I guess, busing the table, pre-bus. Teresa, I'm a pharmacy tech. Anytime a loved one or friend has medication they don't know about, my tech brain kicks in and I fill them in. So keep it coming. We want to hear about where your work shows up in other places in your life. You can even give us a call, 877-310-4MSJ. We always love to hear about what you do. What is your work? But we also want to know where else it shows up in your life, because you can't help it. Like when a nurse goes into nurse mode when they're not at work.
One of my friends who's an attorney is always, catching the unintended tax consequences legal ramifications of decisions I make.
That's right.
No, I'm grateful for that.
That's Trey, right?
He's awesome. Yeah, okay. He's the best.
So from our Instagram and Facebook page, man, you really came through with these.
Yeah, Stephanie says, I give excellent customer service because it's crucial for students to be treated like responsible young adults for the first time.
Awesome.
I've worked at a university for 18 years.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a big transition time. Mm-hmm. Rothy says, I always notice grammar. As a court reporter, I had to proofread my transcripts, so she always notices grammar, lack of punctuation, misspelled words, and a few. I get that.
That one could drive you nuts.
Well, I'm
too.
Sure English teachers probably do the same thing. It happens naturally.
Part of you,
Jody. You mentioned nurse. Well, yes. Meredith is a nurse. She says I definitely go into nurse mode when needed, like New Year's Eve. A lady face planted on the sidewalk right in front of me.
Ooh. Oh, no.
I sobered up immediately, grabbed a napkin to stop the bleeding from her nose, did neuro checks, the whole shebang.
Whoa. Thank goodness for you.
Yeah. That's the place to have an accident in front of a nurse.
Yeah.
Holly, I've been in education 29 years. My son says, Mom, you're always in teacher mode.
Yeah. It's hard to shut that off.
My daughter-in-law is a teacher, and you can see how teaching takes over.
It becomes a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Zeb has one here, Jody, that it reminds me of your Uncle Terry, because Zeb was a police officer, is a police officer. Yeah. Never sits with his back to the door any place in public.
True.
Always watching behavior and hands. And
I bet he backs into parking spots, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Vicky says, I'm a court reporter, so I'm constantly proofreading signs and news headlines.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's one. Turning the tables. Amy, I'm a mystery author. The question is, how does what everyone else does show up in my work?
Interesting.
Keep it coming and join us anytime. We love knowing what you do and where else, how else it shows up in your life. Sam, did you see that our friend Lori is engaged to be married?
Lori.
Yeah, Lori.
Oh, that Lori.
Yeah, did you see that?
No,
she
I did
shared
not.
On social something personal. And it was so cute the way she did it. She said how it started 2019.
Yeah.
You know, we started dating, ha, ha, ha. And then how it's going. He proposed to me on Valentine's Day. And I just screamed. It wasn't a good moment either. I was in a waiting room. But anyway,
it's good because if there's any day that you might be expecting to be proposed to, right?
Well,
it's Valentine's Day.
They were on a hike. They hiked together. Okay. She wasn't expecting that.
He stopped suddenly in the woods.
I
and
don't
then
know.
Got down to his knee. She thought he was tying a shoe.
I don't have the exact story, but we'll get it. We'll go to dinner with them or something. But I like to share this story, but not just because she's a friend, but to bring anybody in on this if you're single. Lori is a dear friend of mine. When I met her, she and I clicked immediately, like instantly, oh, we're going to be friends. And I learned that she was divorced and she raised her daughter, single mom. And in the whole time her daughter was growing up, she never dated. She would not do it. She did not want to bring someone into her daughter's life, and that's her choice. No mm-hmm. judgment on anyone who does.
Sure.
But she waited until that child graduated high school and moved away before she would even think about dating. And I was mm-hmm. like, wow. So she was like this person who was, you know, by herself for a long, long time. And then she met Paul, and they started dating in 2019 and then went through a pandemic together and still dated. But he was married for a very long time and recently divorced when they started dating. So they had completely different backgrounds on relationships. And it was so funny because she's a girlfriend of mine. So we talk about these things. And she even said, she's like, Jody, I think I need to sort of back off a little, because she says Paul needs his space. He was married for a long time. And I'm like, oh, I'm in a relationship now, so I'm going to be all relationshipy. And it was just so cute to watch them figure that out.
Yeah.
They're together now and they're getting married. And I just love that story. Not just because it's two people we know. You know, we met him through her.
Yeah.
But just that.
Watching it evolve.
She chose to be single for a very, very long time. And she would have been fine had this not happened for her.
Right.
But it did.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully looking for a wedding invite soon. Could not love this more. All the ways that your work, what you do, shows up in your life. Keep it coming. In fact, give us a call with yours. 877-310-4MSJ.
Makes total sense with as much time you spend doing your work every day, every week. That
can't turn off those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Edward says, I'm an ER nurse. I've had to start CPR twice in restaurants where I frequent. But if most nurses are being honest, unless it looks life-threatening, we're not making eye contact.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's Edward's opinion.
I think he just sat on his fork. He's going to be okay.
Danielle, well, that's a personal decision when you're off that clock, I guess. Danielle worked in custom wholesale framing for 18 years. Mm. So whenever I'm out somewhere, I always notice the art and can probably tell you who makes the molding, mats, and where the prints came from. I can also look at a picture and tell you what the size is within 1 to 2 inches just by eyeballing it.
That makes sense to me. I bet I'll say you're throwing a party at your house. He shows up.
Yeah.
And that's Hobby Lobby right there. Somebody went cheap.
Hang on. I understand the other side of what you're saying, though, Jody, is it could wind up being a curse on your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Like, I can't escape. Just like that. Every time you walk in and you see a painting or a picture.
Jackie,
I
worked at a bank for 13 years. I still turn money all the same way.
I do that too.
Oh, well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
For different reasons.
Yeah. It's bad luck.
Janine, I love this too. Janine says, I work in a chemical lab. Measuring correctly is very important. So when I'm cooking, I'm always serious about my measurements. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That is very cool. You're probably baking. You're probably perfect.
Not doing a pinch of this and a pinch of that. It's all by the book.
Cadet says, I work in retail and merchandising. When I shop and shelves are a mess, I sometimes start putting stuff where it belongs. My daughter has to remind me, you don't work here. That's cute. I bet your folding at home is awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you probably memorize SKU numbers, too. You know, the barcode stuff.
I don't know if you memorize numbers. Murphy, I don't think that means she memorizes numbers.
That's a replacement 5275 right there.
Charlie, I'm a medical laboratory technician, and I know enough to be dangerous about lab results. My family will sometimes ask me to review their numbers. And my favorite one, Trish, I work in insurance, so everything I see jumps out at me as a liability. It drives my family crazy.